At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know, it's draft season, and it's been draft season for since the regular season finished up for the Minnesota Vikings when they didn't make the playoffs. And you know, it's draft season when I just read a report that said the Minnesota Vikings, if Drake May is not available where they select, or if they can't get up to number three, they're more than comfortable drafting Bo Nix. And then I saw another report that said sources inside the organization or multiple sources have told me J.J. McCarthy is the favorite to be drafted by the Minnesota Vikings. Oh, and then there's this other source that said the Minnesota Vikings might trade up everything because they love Drake May. What do you believe? Who do you believe this time of year? Well, there are certain sources that you can trust, certain guys inside the organization that I trust more so than a random reporter out in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma, that's saying the Minnesota Vikings are going to select Bo Nix with the first overall pick. No, I don't believe it. I trust the guys that are inside the Minnesota Vikings organization that have sources close to the organization, agents, stuff like that. The newest report is that the New England Patriots are listening and taking phone calls on offers for the number three overall pick. I love that. I love the way that's worded. And that was reported by Diana Russini of The Athletic. She is a reliable source, a source that I trust wholeheartedly because of her inside knowledge inside the NFL. Now, I believe that to be true. And there was another report that just shared that no one has come even close to the New England Patriots' wants or needs to acquire that number three overall pick. But here's the catch on that report by Diana Russini. The report was the Patriots are listening and taking calls. That doesn't necessarily mean a single thing. Now, it means more than we're not listening to any calls, but the dumbest organization in sports would not listen to a call. Even the Chicago Bears are taking the phone call and saying, hey, offer us something extraordinary for Caleb Williams if you're going to try to get up to number one. The Washington Commanders are doing the exact same thing because they're going to draft Jaden Daniels. The New England Patriots are doing the exact same thing because they're going to draft Drake May. Of course you're going to listen and take the phone call. You're not going to block guys across the NFL. But the question is, are you going to seriously consider the call that's coming in? Are you seriously going to consider three first-round picks for that third overall pick? I've been consistent all offseason. And I believe that the Minnesota Vikings will not acquire number three overall because the New England Patriots are going to draft a quarterback number three overall. And I don't think it's blasphemy to say that the New England Patriots are not going to move from number three, even though they have needs all over their roster. They need a quarterback, the most important position on a roster. And why would you trade back to number 11, to number 23, to a first-round pick next year when Jacoby Brissett is the only guy on their roster? So this latest report from Diana Russini, what does it tell me? Well, it tells me that they're answering the phone, for one. But it doesn't tell me a whole lot more than that. It tells me that the New England Patriots, they might be listening. They're waiting for a Godfather offer from the Minnesota Vikings. And you know what? If the Minnesota Vikings send them 5 first-round picks because they believe that much in Drake May, well, then maybe the Patriots will do that deal. And you know what? If I was a Minnesota Viking general manager or head coach, I would trade 5 first-round picks for Drake May if I believed that Drake May was going to be the best quarterback in this draft or had the chance to be a player like Josh Allen. I don't think people quite understand just how valuable a player like Josh Allen is in the NFL. If the Minnesota Vikings had Josh Allen, Justin Jefferson, Kevin O'Connell's offensive scheme, you throw in a good defender here and there, like they're already doing. Do you know just how explosive that offense and just how explosive the Minnesota Vikings roster would be? I don't think people get so afraid of forking up first-round picks that don't necessarily mean a whole lot because any one of them could be busts. And you know what? Drake May could be a bust too. But I want the Vikings to do it. Send them 8 first-round picks. Get a superstar quarterback if you believe that guy is the superstar quarterback in this draft. If you think Drake May can take the Minnesota Vikings from a playoff team to playoff wins, to a Super Bowl appearance, to a Super Bowl victory, then do it. Don't even hesitate. Give them 20 first round picks. A Super Bowl is all we want. To be able to look back, even Minnesota Vikings fans that aren't even born yet, they can still look back on 2025 and say, we won a Super Bowl. And they won't even have to listen to Green Bay Packers fans for their entire lives. Say, hey, you guys won a Super Bowl. Do you guys know that you're 0-4 in the Super Bowl? We had Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. we had Bart Starr. We won Super Bowls. But do you know that you don't have a Super Bowl win yet? Do you want your future grandkids to be able to listen to that crap forever? Give up whatever you need to get Drake May if you think he's that superstar guy. Now, I don't think the Patriots are going to do it, but they should. The Vikings should is what I'm referring to. Thank you for listening and watching. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button right there. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow the podcast wherever you're listening to this podcast. Everyone, take care. Have a great day. And thank you for making this podcast and this episode a part of your day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.